Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. In today's show, it's all about the Cherry River Marsh. In part one of today's show, I will be speaking with Vicki May Hamm. She is the director of the Cherry River Marsh. If you've never been to the marsh before and love nature, you will enjoy this interview. I will also have some announcements for community events in the first half hour of the show. And in the second part of today's show, I will be speaking with Quebec artist Zoe Boivin. She has an exhibition going on at the Cherry River Marsh, and it's called Nymphia. That's water lily in English. I will also have some health news and some more music in the second part of today's show. So let's get the show started with a song called Slipped Away. It's by Canadian artist Molly Johnson.
Are you wondering what could have been? Are you thinking how we were then? For love, I slipped away. I was the girl in the gilded cage. I was the one who wouldn't stay.
Turning our attention to one of our region's true natural gems, the Cherry River Marsh. Whether you've strolled the boardwalk, spotted wildlife along the trails, or simply enjoyed the peace and beauty of the marsh, you know how special this place is to our community. Joining me today is Vicki May Hamm. She is the Director General of the Cherry River Marsh, and she's going to be talking to us about everything happening this season, from upcoming activities and educational programs to what we might expect to see out in nature this spring. It's always a pleasure to learn more about the incredible biodiversity right in our backyard. So let's dive in. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Vicki Mayham to the Townships at 12. Now, she is the Director General of the Cherry River Marsh, so welcome, Vicki May.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
For listeners who may not be familiar, could you tell us a little bit about what makes the Cherry River Marsh such a unique place in our region?
Yeah, well, most people talk about the marsh, they know about the paths and the and walking through the trails, but the rest of the educational, recreational, scientific aspects, they don't know much about. So I'm glad to be able to have the opportunity to talk about it. Well, one of the best, well, what I say is people love it because it's also close to Magog, to the heart of Magog, so it's a very natural, protected environment close to the city. And it's free. Access is free except for the parking. So it's very accessible. And it's an easy walk. So it's easy for everybody. We also have a lot of work with volunteers, partners, schools, and researchers that get involved on site. So I would say what people don't know about the marsh is that we're really, our goal is to protect, educate, also offer activities throughout the year to educate, and also we offer cultural activities and scientific activities.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now, the marsh is described as a preserved natural area with a wide range of ecosystems. What kinds of environments can visitors explore there?
Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not a biologist, but when you walk in the natural environment, of course, it's wetland, but there's also forest. You will see the river, Cherry River River. There's ponds, and there's different observation areas that you can see. So it's very rich. It creates a perfect habitat for so many species, and the marsh supports the biodiversity. It filters the water. It helps regulate flooding, and you learn all about that when you walk through because there's different signs here and there that give you educational information on the marsh. And it's something you have to experience. I would say every season is different. Now the spring, I walked this morning, it's like nature's coming back to life. It's beautiful. But fall is wow with the colors. And winter is something else. It's quiet, but it's also very beautiful. So you have to experience all the seasons.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Now, why are wetlands like this so important for biodiversity and the health of our environment?
Well, like I said, it helps prevent flooding. It helps, it filters the water. And you know that Lake Menifer Magog is very important for people in Magog and Sherbrooke. It's our drinking water. So, and it protects the habitat of many species, like I said. It's also a great hotspot for people that want to watch birds. And I think that more and more people know how important it is to protect these natural places all over. And the government has even set a goal to protect 30% by 2030, which is a very ambitious goal. And I invite people to just walk slowly, listen, of course, bring binoculars, but also there's different applications you can use like eBird or iNaturalist. So if you see a bird, you can identify it, and that helps us because we also use that information.
The site is home to a remarkable variety of wildlife. What are some of the species people might encounter?
Well, a lot of birds, for sure. A lot of birds. This morning I had ducks. We also have a lot of turtles you can see on the different ponds. And if you're really early, I think the best time is early in the morning. If you're really early in the morning, maybe you can see more species. Of course, there's a lot of squirrels running around. They hang around the bird feeders. But yeah, there's a lot of different species, but you really have to take your time. And if you like for plants too, there's a lot of interesting plants to look at, not only animals. And insects, of course. We even have, in the spring, we have an evening where we just go out and listen to the frogs to identify the different species of frogs. So there's a lot that can be observed, but as the day goes along and there's a lot more people on the trails, because it's over 200,000 people a year in their trails, then you don't see them that much if there's too much people.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. I understand that over 165 species of birds have been observed at the marsh. What makes it such a hot spot for bird watching, do you think?
Well, there's many different habitats, and we also help with different. We have some spots that we make it easier for them for the eggs and all that. And also there's different observation points and facilities. And we even have a path especially for the birds where we have bird feeders and you just sit there and they even come eat in your hand. So there's a lot of, you can see a lot of birds.
Mm-hmm. That is so much fun. What are some of the most exciting or common bird sightings this spring?
It's during the spring, definitely.
Any special types of birds, any varieties this spring?
I'm not an expert. I'm sorry. I can't help you on that one.
Okay. Now, the marsh offers several kilometers of trails, including boardwalks, right through the wetlands. What is it like to walk through that environment?
It's very immersive. It's you're surrounded by water, plants, birds, insects. And it's almost 6 kilometers that you can walk, depending if you take all the trails. And like I said, every season is different. So it's very peaceful, but also very alive. I like to go really early in the morning, and it's also very accessible for people that have accessibility issues. It's very easy to walk. We try to make more and more of the interpretation bilingual. We have groups and adults and schools that come over, and we maintain a really high quality for the path, and we're working on a rehabilitation of some paths that have been closed for several years. So, early in the morning, late afternoon is especially good for wildlife.
Okay, and the path is accessible, you said, for any age groups and even people with mobility problems, and it's beautiful summer, winter, fall, or spring, I guess.
Exactly. We're certified what we call Kirul, which means that every path has an identification of the difficulty, and most of them are like really easy. So that's why there's a lot of senior citizens, people even in wheelchairs. It's pretty easy to walk in the path.
Now, the interpretation center plays an important role. What can visitors learn there?
I know, and that's the part that we have 200,000 people a year in the path, but only 50,000 people into the interpretation center. So I feel that we have to work really hard to get the people inside to see what we have to offer. So we have in the interpretation center, we have 2 permanent exhibits and 2 temporary exhibits. And we also have a cafe boutique. You can bring your lunch. You can even eat on the roof. We have a green roof. You can sit down and have your lunch on the roof. And I think it's a good starting point for people. You come to the interpretation center, you learn about the wetland, you learn about the species, and then you walk through, because there's a sort of a path that walks through the building, you access to the path, and then you walk outside. And for us, education is very important because people that are sensitized are likely to protect the environment and help us protect the environment.
Okay, so that's education is such an important aspect in your mission then.
Definitely. It's a very important aspect. That's why we even have, during the summer season, we have camps for students. We have groups that come from different schools because it's a very important piece for us.
Okay. Now, the marsh is a protected area. What kinds of efforts go into preserving it?
A lot. it's a long-term vision, of course, and most of the marsh is protected now, but we're working hard on protecting the rest of the marsh. Which is still owned by private owners. But for example, we do scientific monitoring, species inventories. We have habitat restoration. That was the word I was looking for before. We control invasive species and, of course, all the trail maintenance. And we do this with several partners. We work with the city of Magog. We work with researchers. We work with the public. And I think one of our biggest challenges is to find the balance between welcoming all these visitors and protecting this very fragile ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest challenges facing natural spaces like this today?
Yeah, well, besides defining that balance, I would say the invasive species are becoming a very important challenge, climate change, and finding long-term funding, of course. We're a nonprofit organization.
How can the public help support or protect local ecosystems?
Well, there's different ways. I would say, staying on the trails, which is very important, respecting the wildlife, keeping your dogs on leash, because we do allow people to come walk with their dogs, volunteering, donating, participating in different activities, becoming a member. It's only $35 a year to become a member.
Okay, that is really interesting. What kinds of activities or guided experiences do you offer throughout the year?
There's a lot of activities. Well, we have an educational program that you can see on our website. We have a calendar, mareautrice.com. You can go visit the calendar. So every month we have different activities for everybody. Of course, there's the exhibits, but we also have guided, you can have a guided visit on trails or on the river. Also, for example, we have activities that are coming up in May where we're asking volunteers, groups to come in to help control the invasive species. We also have our day, nature science camp, Les Classes Vertes du Marais. So there's a lot of different activities throughout the year. I invite people to visit our website.
Okay, and the website, the name of the website?
Mareautrice.com.
Okay. Oh, what do you personally love most about the marsh?
My team working here. I would, like I said, I like the marsh because every season is different. It's peaceful, and it helps people to slow down and connect with nature. And I find personally that's really important in my life. That's why I decided to work here. And for people that never come, I really invite you to come discover the importance of wetlands. It used to be that wetlands, you know, they were swamps. You didn't want to have anything to do with them. But now we realize how important they are. So I think, yeah, just come, slow down, and reconnect with nature.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful. So you would encourage someone who's never been before to come and experience it?
Definitely, definitely. And stop to the interpretation center and come have a talk with us. As of mid-June, we'll be open 7 days, the interpretation center. Right now, we're closed Monday and Tuesday, but during the season, summer season, we're open 7 days.
Okay. And what time does it open in the morning?
10 in the morning, and it closes at 4:30.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Vicky May?
Well, just welcome people to come to have visits, to go if the experience is worth it, and to talk about it after.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Definitely going to make that one of my activities this summer. We've been talking with Vicky May Ham. She is the Director General of the Cherry River Marsh. So thanks very much, and all the best on all the activities.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
Mother's Day Weekend Spring Market, happening at The Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville on Saturday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond is proud to present the 22nd edition of Babies and Kids Bazaar, taking place on Saturday, May 9th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the school, located at 355 College Street South in Richmond. This student-led event highlights both community engagement and environmental responsibility. The gymnasium will feature up to 40 tables offering gently used children's items, as well as unique products from local vendors and entrepreneurs. In the cafeteria, visitors can browse a wide selection of gently used books in both English and French for all ages and purchase delicious treats off the bake table. Admission is free. Each visitor will receive a free door prize coupon. The event is organized and led by grade 5 students who are developing entrepreneurial skills while promoting reusing and buying local funds raised through table rentals, and the bake sale will support their end-of-year field trip camping to Riviere Nicolet in Watton. Those interested in selling can rent a table for $15 or two for $25, with clothing racks available for $5. Setup is simple and support is provided to ensure a smooth and enjoyable experience. For more information or to register online, please visit the Facebook page St. Francis Babies and Kids Bazaar. There will be a Mother's Day brunch at The Hut, ANAF, Unit 318, on May 10th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be a fashion show, Wine and Cheese Fundraiser, coming up on Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Opera House. You must be 18 years and over, and tickets are $30 and must be purchased in advance. All proceeds will be going toward the Cab Redeker Center to help individuals and families in the community. There will be a plant sale May 30th, 9 a.m. to noon at the Colby Curtis Museum in Stansted. The museum is located at 535 Dufferin Street. Come join us for our Community Radio Day happening on Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. It will be held at the Queen Square in Lennoxville. CJMQ, CIDI, CFLX will be there. Local voices and community spirit.
special live program, open-air bingo, food and DJ truck, workshops, and a market. That's Saturday, June 6th at Queen Square in Lenoxville, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everybody is invited to attend and support community radio.
The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website.
Less than a livable minimum wage, paying my dues doesn't pay much when no one's paying attention. Pouring out my soul for a couple free drinks and a shot of exposure. Honestly, I'm checking in. Is anybody listening? Will anybody know?
We just heard the song called Background Noise, and it's by Anna Katerina. I would like to thank my guest on the first part of today's show, Vicki May Ham, director of the Cherry River Marsh. Check out their website and plan a trip to the marsh. It's fun for everybody. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. We will close part one with a song called Ahead by a Century, and it's by The Tragically Hip. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the Eastern Townships.
First thing we climb the tree, and maybe then we talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts. Illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our life.